is a cut. So nauseous, can't sleep it off. Backside, see it doesn't cut. Zip tied up, can't move my arms.
Good evening. It's Sebastian, and you're listening to 91.5 at WMFL in Medford. I'm just picking up this slot, and my friend from home, I'm not from the area, I'm a student, and I'm here for the summer. He's visiting, so the first place that I had to take him was here, naturally. Yeah, we haven't planned much for tonight. He's actually running an errand before he comes here, so I will be introducing him later on, and we will see what we want to play. But in the meantime, I'm just going to get right into it, and I'm going to play a song by George McRae. It's called You Can Have It All, and it's I don't know if it's necessarily a more famous, I think the cover is more famous because there's a Yola Tango cover, and I recently learned that it is a cover of this song and that it was not the original, so I was really interested when I found that out. So this is the original of You Can Have It All by George McRae.
as the softball part.
Whatever your next team is,
ba-da-ba.
Center of gravity,
ba-da-ba.
Can't feel both feet on the ground. It's clear to me, according to the simple you and me.
It's a familiar song we've known so long.
It never got so to me,
but I
we're back. So that was, I just found a few songs by Yola Tango while I was figuring some things out, looking for some vinyl. We started off with the original version of You Can Have It All by George McRae. And then I played the Yola Tango version, and I just felt like playing a bunch of Yola Tango songs. So I found some vinyl that I want to play tonight, and I will continue looking around here with my friend Kieran. But for now, I've got an Isaac Hayes record I found, so I'm going to play two songs off of that while we keep digging around and looking for stuff. So the next, it's one of them is Ike's Rap 8. I think he's a bunch of these on his albums, unless they're all the same song, and then I'm an idiot. But this is going to be Ike's Rap 8 and Hey Girl from the album U-Turn. Enjoy.
Slow and don't stop. Please don't stop. Don't ever, ever stop. Watch I gave you on your last birthday. And what about the blue fox that I gave you 2 Christmases ago? You don't even deposit your check in our joint account anymore. Oh, by the way, you got a call from your credit union saying no more credit. You've reached the limit. And I can't even watch the Beverly Hills Cop. The VCR is gone. Baby, you've got to make a U-turn. Can't you see what's happening to you? You've become a resident of Crack City. And the price of occupancy is way too high. In a minute, we won't have nothing. 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 Is the pipe worth all that? No. And now you're telling me you want to leave me. Why didn't you trust my love for you when you realized you were in trouble? Instead, you chose to leave me because you were afraid that if I found out, I would be so insensitive and unforgiving that you would no longer be the center of my life. You are my life, and without you, I can't live. Now I will stand by you and fight this thing with you all the way. Please, just don't leave me. Don't send all the things we build together up in smoke. Don't take my life away. I'm gonna miss you so much if you go. And hey girl, I tell you no lie, something deep inside of
Hey!
All right. So that was two songs by Isaac Hayes off of U-Turn. It's just the first, one of the first records I could find by an artist I recognized in the soul section of our vinyl collection. I've been kind of frantically scrambling to find records to play tonight and display our awesome mixing equipment to my friend Kieran, who is here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Kieran from Portland. We got Bobby Humphreys up for you guys next.
Yeah, we got some Bobby Humphrey. It's called Let's Get Started. Released in 1990. Wait. What the hell? Sweet. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my headphone's disconnected. There we go.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Like the song. So, yeah, this is Let's Get Started by Bobby Humphrey.
We'll miss our own romance.
According to the Pentagon, the first 60 days of the 2026 war against Iran cost U.S. taxpayers $25 billion, while the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports American households pay average monthly housing costs of $2,200, including insurance. So that means the cost of the first 2 months of the Iran war is just about the same as what it takes to pay the rent or the mortgage and insurance for a million American households for an entire year. Some numbers to think about. This is a public service message from the Department of War, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Kieran. And we've picked out, or he has picked out, a song, so I'm going to let him say a few words on it before we get into it.
Yeah, so this is a record called Shaba Zahwana, Nights Without Sleeping. It's kind of in the genre of poporai, which is a popular music along the west coast of Algeria. And it really started in the 20s to 30s with rural women singing. And they adopted a lot of Bedouin chants from nomadic herders and then just kind of added their own improvisation, often singing about kind of oppression and stuff like that during that time period. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for the introduction. So without further ado, we'll get right into it. This is the first song on the B-side of Nights Without Sleeping, and it's called Ya Laulid, I believe.
Disney.
All right, so that was Kieran's song from, what's it called? Nights Without Sleeping. We've got one more song before we call it a night. I picked this one out. I want to just do it as much vinyl as possible, so I just kind of picked the first thing that seemed cool. So this is Aretha Franklin's cover of Amazing Grace. So here we go. And you've been listening to WMFO in Medford, and I hope you enjoyed our show. Good night.